it is Wednesday and it's 9:30, which means it's time for What's the Buzz? Let's do it.
It's high time for What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. Brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
Yes, thank you to The Level. We've got Emily here from the Drug Foundation. Morena.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
I'm excited to get into it. We're chatting benzos today.
Yeah, we're chatting benzos, though we were just saying that people don't necessarily know what benzos mean when we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Probably heard of like Xannies or diazepam or or Valium or whatever. But it's just a group of sedative drugs, depressant drugs that are used, you know, medically for anxiety and sleep, but also people use them recreationally too.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And so what do we include in this sort of broader category?
So we include your kind of prescribed benzos. In New Zealand, that's like diazepam, lorazepam, temazepam. They all end in Pam or Lam or Slam. But also there's this group of kind of what we call novel benzos, which are basically ones that have no medical use. And they've been made illicitly to kind of mimic the effects of those traditional prescribed benzos. And those are a much bigger group and their effects are kind of quite wide ranging. Their doses are wide ranging. And a lot of times we see people selling things that look like diazepam or like a Xanax bar, but they actually contain those kind of weird or more novel benzodiazepines.
Yeah, I guess because it's sort of a mix of stuff you can get via prescriptions as well as like the black market, there's a lot of variation in terms of what you're actually getting.
Yeah, totally. And I think the biggest thing is that, like, if you haven't been prescribed it by a doctor, unless you take it to drug checking, you honestly just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's no quality control in the illicit market with, like, drug dealers. So you might get a bar that they say, oh, this is 3 mg, but it could be any dosage. Or half the bar could have all the drugs and the other half could just have lactose in it. There's no quality control. So that's why it's so important to take it to drug checking and get it tested and figure out what it actually is.
And these drugs, because they're sort of to do with helping with sleeping and anxiety and stuff, when used in a medical sense, you can get quite addicted to them and they can sort of, it's easy to do too much, eh?
Yeah, totally. And people use them for a variety of reasons. Like some people might buy them on the black market for like medical reasons because they're anxious and they can't get them from their doctor. But people use them sometimes to like enjoy a party. People use them sometimes to come down from like a bad trip, like on MDMA or LSD, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
But you know, the biggest issue is that, of course, if you're using it for that reason, say to like come down from a bad time that you've had on MDMA, if you don't know what you're taking and you end up taking too much, you can add to the problem so much more. That's why it's like it's so important to take it easy, to not take too much, to know what you're taking, because otherwise you're just adding something worse into the mix and you might have a double bad come down.
And speaking of mix, with alcohol, it's definitely a no-no, eh?
Yeah, totally. Actually, any depressant drug, so like alcohol, GHB, opioids is another one. Anything in that family really increases your risk of basically your breathing stopping.
Oh my God.
We say like, just no. And a lot of times they last, like, I'm not sure if you guys know this, but some benzos can last for days, the like effects in your body. And so we say to people, like, don't drink within like a day or two of taking a benzo, because some of their, we call it a half-life, it can be like 48 hours.
Wow, I feel like people don't know that much as well.
No, like, totally. I didn't know that, like, when I was 19.
It's pretty like normalized for people to talk about, you know, Xannies and stuff, but drinking and Xannies, big no-no.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, it's just, it's gonna make you feel so much worse the next day, like super groggy, worse hangover. If only for that, it's best not to mix them. But yeah, it can be super risky to have those combinations. And then add on top of that, not knowing what benzo it is. It can just be a bit of a gnarly time. So definitely recommend people don't overdo it. If you are gonna do benzos, just stick to doing a benzo and don't mix it with a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
In terms of testing, can like self-testing kits and stuff be used when it comes to benzos?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Not really. Like the reagent tests and the test strips that you order can't identify benzos. But if you can't get to a drug checking clinic, we'd still recommend you order our fentanyl and nitazine test strips on the level, because we have seen benzos that actually contain those kind of potent synthetic opioids, and those are ones that you can overdose on and it, like, as much as a grain of sand, so those test strips you can use on your benzos to at least rule out them containing one of those really, you know, quite potent opioids. But generally know that at-home tests won't be able to tell you like what benzo it is or what dose it is or anything like that. So if you can't get it tested, I mean, the biggest rule of thumb, just take a very small amount, see how you feel. Definitely wait for a good while before you choose to take more.
Mm-hmm.
From the information that you have on hand, how widespread is the use of benzodiazepines?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think more so than people probably think.
Yeah.
Like, I was surprised when I came to New Zealand from Canada to kind of see how many people here actually use benzos. And it might just be every so often to, like, help with sleep or, again, like, to help with a come down. But I think they're a lot more accessible now than they used to be. And, you know, people just buy them on the dark web.
Mm-hmm.
And so it means that there's so much more variety in what you're getting as well. Like, I'm sure back 15 years ago, you're just getting pharmaceuticals that have been diverted, but now it's like you can get absolutely anything. And one of the big issues you brought up with benzos is that, you know, if you do use them regularly, it can be quite easy to become dependent on them.
Mm.
And the withdrawal from benzos can be actually really dangerous.
Mm.
It's one of those kind of drugs where you can't really withdraw from them at home. You need to get medical support because you can have seizures and other dangerous things happen.
Wow.
Yeah. So my biggest advice to someone, if you have been using benzos, let's say for a couple months, and you find that you're kind of feeling like you're really dependent on them, is to actually go just talk to your doctor and be honest with them and let them know.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's tricky to do, but it's a lot better than having something bad happen when you start to come off of them.
Yeah. Okay, so sort of biggest things to take away, be careful what you're mixing it with.
Totally.
Definitely get it tested.
Yeah.
If you can't get it tested, just take a very small amount.
Yeah.
And wait.
Absolutely. And also, you know, like if you are trying to buy a benzo to, like, kill your bad trip on LSD, honestly, just go to the medic tent. Don't try to do a DIY DIY situation. It's just much better to just go see the medics and they'll sort you out.
Yeah.
Honestly, much better than doing a little mixed cocktail. We've seen it go wrong so many times. So
just find a safe space and write it out.
Yeah. Just go talk to St. John's or whatever. You're much more likely to have a better time.
Yeah.
I feel, that's a bit bootleg.
to curveball another drug. Oh, God.
And I guess the other thing to bear in mind is that kind of prolonged benzodiazepine use being quite dangerous to come off on your own.
Yeah, totally.
And there is support out there, so
get
if you are, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. The Level's got a whole page on finding support, and you can access any of those services on there to help you if you find yourself being like, oh, I might be actually pretty dependent on these. It's better to be safe and just get checked out by a doctor first.
Mm. Totally.
Wise words to live by. Thank you so much, Emily.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Always learn so much on What's the Buzz. Everyone, stay safe out there. Have fun, but be safe.
Mm.
That was What's the Buzz with the New Zealand Drug Foundation, brought to you by thelevel.org.nz. Straight up drug info.
It does.